Back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Today, Kmart and Sears shareholders approved a $12.3 billion merger of the two companies. This deal is going to create a discount retailing giant with about $55 billion in sales. Marketplace's Tess Vigeland spoke earlier with Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
Tess, Kmart and Sears merging. What's behind this new partnership?
Well, Kmart is the buyer here, which is quite a turn of events since that store declared bankruptcy less than 3 years ago. These are two of the oldest names in American retailing, and the merged companies will be the nation's third largest retailer behind Walmart and Home Depot. And those stores are really what this is all about, being able to compete with the Walmarts and Costcos of the world, the so-called big box stores that Kmart and Sears just can't compete with as separate companies.
And so what does this mean for shoppers?
Well, what it's really all about is what Sears brings to the table. As I mentioned, Kmart's doing pretty well itself right now, but when you walk into a Kmart, what you're not going to find now is things like lawn tractors and refrigerators and washers and dryers and other appliances. Independent retail analyst Richard Hastings says that research indicates combining those elements with what Kmart already has is really what both these companies need.
It indicates that Sears remains the most preferred name among all retailers where people go to shop for appliances. So you take that and then you combine it with a whole bunch of other better brands and you utilize the store square footage better. And you have a very interesting mix that is more competitive against Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart and Target.
And Sears brings a lot of famous brands to the table like Kenmore Appliances and Craftsman Tools. As for branding of the whole company, the new name is going to be Sears Holding Corporation, but you'll see Kmart's still out there, but about 400 of those stores will be switched to the Sears name.
And is anyone thinking this is not such a good idea?
Oh, sure. There are certainly analysts who point to the fact that Kmart's sales are still lagging a bit, even though the company is now turning a profit. Sears itself just posted its fourth straight year of declines, so that leads a lot of people to wonder whether the two combined can really compete with Lowe's and Target and the others. But at the very least, Hastings argues that Sears and Kmart are moving to the model within the industry where you have groceries sold next to furniture and appliances and clothing, so perhaps it's a good first step for them. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at Syria's promised troop pullout from Lebanon and how that might affect Syrian workers in Beirut.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.
And I'm Madeline Brand.